A war is waging in Clitheroe. One of its residents is causing quite a commotion. But who could provoke this sort of reaction?
Shouldn't really be out here, really, to tell you the truth. He's just, if it's just be inside, not be outside, so obviously with the little kids walking past as well. So yeah, I don't think he should be there himself.
Barbara, or Babs, stands outside the Time Train memorabilia shop at the bottom of Wellgate. Shop owner Matt Taylor describes her.
Barbara, quite the eccentric character, right? She's got a metal rod on her forehead with Prince Charles on the end of that, with a spoon dangling on some fishing line in front of her face. She's got a rather fetching facial hair, very Freddie Mercury, I suppose. She has a lightsaber for one hand that is reenacting the decapitation of a traffic warden, which has been stuck on the end of a spear. Then we've moved further down her body towards her chest area, which is modestly covered up by two bells. And then down to her waist, there's a stop sign where her belly button would be, and a turtle where, well, we'll leave that to your imagination.
Babs is a mannequin, and she's the first person or thing to greet customers as they walk into the shop. But how did the idea come about?
We hand out a lot of leaflets asking people for things that we want to buy, like old toys, games, records, whatever it is. And we put a little collection, a box at the door with the leaflets in. So I wanted something next to the box that really grabbed people's attention. And be it for the right reasons or the wrong reasons, it definitely catches people's attention.
Yeah, which it, I mean, people do go past, and it's because we've got a good window space, so we can watch the world go by. And the reactions you get from people passing by in cars to people walking by, it's fascinating, the expressions on people's faces. Yeah. But you get so many photographs, like group photographs of people every day, and it's good, and it's great because it does bring people into the shop because it's so unusual.
That's shop owners Matt Taylor and Lisa Pickles. Time Train is an Aladdin's cave with nostalgia bursting out of every corner. From figurines to old records and toys from yesteryear, there's something for the big kid or collector in all of us. Opinions outside about the shop's mannequin were mixed, though.
How many times have you walked past a dress shop and see naked mannequins in the window waiting for the next set of costumes to be put on them? This is totally ludicrous. People looking for trouble.
It's just a publicity stunt. All they're trying to do is get attention and bring attention to their business.
Makes no difference to me. No. I'm four or five of them out here.
Initially, there was a lady that came in and said that there were some complaints. She'd overheard complaints going to the council, a petition starting because people found it inappropriate, maybe offensive, which is when we just, you know, put our little bit on Facebook because we never intended to offend anybody. We were doing it for our fun, so we put it on Facebook to get people's reactions because we thought, well, are we offending people? And we got such good feedback that people really enjoyed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Someone also phoned the police, and she popped by the police officer and said there'd been complaints, and it turned out that what it was, because mannequins are often nude in windows and that's not offensive, I think it was because we've drawn attention to parts with various items.
As long as Babs doesn't block the entrance to the door, customers will still be showing their opinions about her with their feet. There's rumours she'll be getting a boyfriend. With or without clothes remains to be seen.